In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and it's time for your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock and Little Stephen's Underground Garage. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow, subscribe, rate, and review. Joining me today is Ernest, the lead singer in Stupidity, a Swedish contemporary garage rock band from Stockholm. Their newest single is Carolina. It's out on Wicked Cool Records, and it's from their upcoming album due out June the 19th, titled Beyond Stupidity. Carolina is also a recent coolest song in the world. We'll hear some of the track now, followed by my chat with Ernest on your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock and Little Stephen's Underground Garage. It's the Mighty Manfred, and it's time for your coolest conversations on Little Stephen's Underground Garage. My guest is Ernest, lead vocalist in Stupidity, contemporary garage rockers from Stockholm, Sweden. Been active since the beginning of the 2000s, a discography that includes over a half a dozen studio albums, compilations, appearances on compilations, numerous singles, and the latest single, Carolina, is from their upcoming covers album, Beyond Stupidity, that's due out June the 19th on Wicked Cool Records. The song is also our coolest song in the world this week. Ernest, how are you, man?
Yeah, I'm good. And you?
I'm doing okay. I was speaking with your drummer, Tommy Boy. This was this last fall, around the release of your single, Spread It Around, the cover of the Bags tune. And I didn't realize at the time when we were talking that this was part of this upcoming covers album, Beyond Stupidity. Can you tell us why a covers album? Why do it? Why do a covers album?
Well, it started just like, you know, we were caught. We had a new lineup in 2020, in February, and then the pandemic in March hit Stockholm. We were just in the rehearsal room and we couldn't do no gigs. And the same, we met our old friend Keith Strang from the Flesh Tunes, and he was stuck in Stockholm with his living with his girlfriend in Stockholm. But he was stuck here because all his tours and gigs were canceled one by one. So we said, well, let's stick together, wrote some songs and record. And then we had an idea that we always start with a new lineup to rehearse covers. It's easy, you can listen to them at home and you go down and you just play. And one of the first covers we rehearsed was Carolina by Jesse Hector from the Hammersmith Gorillas, a great band in the 70s, but he's still active, I think. So then we started going to the studio, and every time we were there, because we couldn't do anything else and we knew people, so it's quite cheap for us to record. And then we just recorded one cover every time we were in there. And then when we had done about five, took maybe 2 years, then I asked the others in the band and said, can't we just record five or six more and then do an album of, you know, of it. So that's the history about it. And this song is a great song. It's one of our favorites.
Before we talk more about the Carolina specifically, you've gone in, you recorded, you know, five or six, and then you finish off. What was the criteria overall for these songs? Why were you recording these particular songs?
Everyone had to come down and add a song, say, I want to record this. And then we got together and talked about it. Yeah, well, we'll try that. So, for example, the other song you talked about, the Spread It Around, that was an idea from Keith Strang.
Okay.
So, and this was an idea from Tommy Carolina. So that's what we started. And we had another friend who wanted a Julian Cope song. So we did that for him. And yeah, so we just, everyone had to say, have a favorite and say, I want to do this. And then we had a, you know, acclamation to say, yeah.
Well, then, first we'll start with the coolest song. You mentioned Jesse Hector and how Tommy Boy had suggested the tune, and Hector, you know, English rocker you mentioned, very, very interesting guy. It's like, I didn't know anything about him before, and I was looking this up, and I guess his first band was like when he was 11 in 1959, and 2 years later, they were actually making recordings, you know, that stuff initially got shelved and didn't come out until many, many years later, but I mean, he was like 13, and he was already in a studio recording stuff. Do you know how Tom, were you familiar with Jesse Hector yourself?
Yeah. One of my first albums I bought during the punk era in the mid-70s was a compilation from Chiswick Records in London. And there, I think, the Hammersmith Gorillas had two songs on that compilation, and I just thought they were great. It was like, you know, the Kinks on speed. And they do a cover of A Girl You Really Got Me, the King song. So
when Tommy suggested that tune, were you like, oh yeah, man, that definitely, yeah, listened to that one.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
I like it.
Oh, really, really, really cool.
He had been talking with me for years about this song. I want to do this. Yeah.
All right. It's the, you know, coolest song in the world this week, you know, so it's a digital single. It's available. You guys are pretty good, generally speaking, about making videos about songs. Is there any plan for making a video for Carolina?
I think, I don't want to spoil too much, but I think we're going to do something.
Well, you mentioned doing like a Julian Cope tune you've got on there. You also cover Flash in the Pan and Nick Lowe, you know, artists that are fairly well-known, as opposed to this Jesse Hector thing. In fact, another one on there I thought that was pretty interesting, that I was, another artist I was not familiar with, this punk poet guy, John Cooper Clarke, and the song is Innocence. So who...
That's my favorite.
Okay, so you suggested doing that one?
Yeah.
Well, so let me ask you, you have your rock and roll life, and then aren't you a... Are you a teacher when you're not?
Teacher, yeah.
And what do you teach?
I teach in the a special class. Like, we just got 10 students in the age of between 15 and 17. And we are two teachers and two therapists.
And you say it's like these are people that have do they have a learning disability at all?
No, not at all. But they are what we call, you know, like, they don't go to school, they sit at home.
Okay.
So many of them have, what you call it, NPF, neuropsychiatric disorders.
Okay.
So they got, there, many of them are autists. ADHD and things like that, anxiety, things like that.
All right. Well, the reason I was asking you about that was the John Cooper Clarke, kind of a punk poet, and I was wondering maybe with your teaching if you were sort of a man of letters. But what? You could still be a man of letters. When did you come across him? How did you find out about?
It's the punk era. You know, I'm. Yeah, that's what I was an Alice Cooper fan and a Bowie fan, And then came punk and everything with all these bands that were not punk bands, but was popular during that era, like John Cougar Clark and the Hammersmith Gorillas and things like that, you know, Elvis Costello, Curse of Flyers, Ian Dury.
And this song "Innocence," I mean, because he's got a lot of other stuff to do. What drew you to "Innocence"?
I think it's a crazy song. It's very simple, but not because the music is quite simple, but the lyrics are more. You know, it's like a poetry, and all his songs. That's an EP. It's from an EP, so he's got fantastic things like. You know, like diddly-dee, diddly-dum, they brought back hanging for everyone.
Innocence, does it, if I'm remembering it, is it the one, this is a song that starts off where you had the spoken intro, and then there's something about the family jewels, which really made me chuckle.
It's more like an outcast, you know, like an outsider sitting, you know, between on the other side and just say, don't blame me. You can't blame me for all your faults and all your mistakes and your society. It's not my fault. So one of the line is, yeah, don't blame me if your life's a bore. Yeah.
All right. Chris Spedding. Do a Chris Spedding song. Again, it's also English guy, well-known session player. Over there,
we toured with him before a year ago.
All right. Well, okay. So you've not only are covering a tune, but you've shared stages with him.
Yeah. We backed him with Stupidity, and we were his support band too. So we support him first, and then we support him on stage, like backing him.
And where all did you guys play with him?
Yeah, we played in Stockholm. We played in several places in Sweden. And people came from Netherlands and from Norway and Finland just to see. He's like people knows about him. If they into music, they know Chris Spedding. He played with Brian Ferry. Yeah,
I was reading up his resume. It seems like he's literally played and worked with like everybody ever in England, you know, session, both as a session player, sometimes as a producer. The song you cover of his single he did like in 77, Get Out of My Bagoda. Why that one? What drew you to that tune?
I think it's the guitarist like it. It's a lot of guitars. And then it's quite fast. And it's a little more, it's a little bit different for being a Chris Spedding song. If you listen to his, you know, catalog, you see this is sticking out. Like,
did you play this song with him when you were supporting him? Did you?
Yeah. When he sang, and we're gonna play in London and Brighton in.
Later on in April, right? That's like April the 25th,
and,
I think.
And I can spoil one thing more, that Chris Spedding, he's living in outside Brighton. So he's going to come and join us on stage, and we're going to play two of his songs, and he's going to play on two of our songs. And then we're going to do some recordings and send to him, and he will dub his guitars on that.
Wow.
We're going to release a single later on.
Yeah.
With
well, what
Spedding.
A great relationship. So how, let's talk about this for just a moment longer. I want to know how did you guys hook up with him? I mean, I understand you were supporting him, but how did they even come together?
It's the same guy that hooked us up with the Fleshtones. We got a friend called Peter, and he's working with political parties and things like that, you know, like a PR firm. And he's into Brian Ferry and especially Roxy Music. So when they come here, he contacted at first Chris Spedding to be a referee in a contest, like they were cooking. A lot of restaurants in Stockholm were cooking food, and he was in the jury, and we played there. And he, yeah, so Peter, that's our friend Peter, who knows this guy, Chris Bedding. And he introduced him to us and said, I want to do a tour with Chris Bedding, but I don't like his other bands in the States are just old, you know, boring people. Sorry about that. No, cut that out. But he said, I want you to back him because I want him to be like before, more rock and roll. And the first time when we rehearsed with him and played with him, and he said, oh, you're playing very fast. But then took one gig, and then he was there. He was 79, I think, when we played with him. He's 80 now.
Wow. Well, so a lot of these songs we've talked about so far, they're all English rockers, right? And then, but you kind of threw me for a loop with one of the tunes you do on there. So first I have to ask, are you a big Mike Myers fan or specifically Austin Powers?
That's a funny thing. That's my idea too. I was, I saw one of those Austin Powers, I can't remember which one, on television last summer. And then I said this song, oh, it's fantastic. So I started Google it, you know, in YouTube, and I found it, and I listened to it, and I sent it to my friends. I sent it to Keith and Tommy and Ulrika and Jana, and I said, I like this song. Can't we record it? And we rehearsed it, started to play it live, and people, you know, liked it. It's a crazy song. So we did our own version.
So I guess we have to be a bit more specific about it. So it's the tune BBC, and we're talking about Ming T and you know, Mike Myers and Matthew Sweet, and I guess Susanna Hoffs as Ming T. And this song is BBC, and it's off of, I think, International Man of Mystery, which I think is the first one. Thing is the first one. Well, you touched on something I was hoping to bring up, and that's you guys playing April in the UK. I know what I knew was about was a show at London, and you mentioned the show in Brighton. You're playing with a band from the in London. It's this band, New Jersey, New York band, the Sins. Are you doing?
I got the T-shirt on me.
And they're going to be playing with you in the UK. Is that just that one show you guys do together, or are you playing several shows?
Both two. We're playing on a Saturday and a Sunday with them, and an English band called Jobs. I think they are from Liverpool.
Oh, well, cool. All right. So you got these shows coming up in the UK later on this month in April. And the album comes out in June, and you guys have been pretty good about getting over to the U.S. generally in the fall. Is that in the works for this year too?
Yeah, maybe. Depends. It's always a question of money. I mean, you have to cost a lot to travel. But we've been there, I think, 13 times.
The number is 13? Yeah, 13. So. 13 times. Well, that's a pretty lucky number there, 13. You can make it at even 14 this year, though.
Yeah. We'll see.
Typically you play in the Northeast and from sort of like from New York northwards.
From Pennsylvania northwards.
From Pennsylvania northwards.
Yeah,
okay.
we've been in Philadelphia a lot of times too.
Have you ever played in D.C., Washington, D.C.?
Nope. Too south.
So you've never played south of the Mason-Dixon line?
Not in your area.
Well, we're going to have to work on that.
In Chicago. We've been on the West Coast in California and played once. We played in Ann Arbor and Maine. Yeah, all these east, northeastern states, I think we played all of them.
Very cool. Well, in fact, we shared the stage before in Boston. It was very cool there. Yeah.
I think they think about us there like a Bostonian band. actually. And that's why we also, that's what one thing that we wanted to do, this bags cover. It's a homage. It's a homage to all those, all our friends over there, and especially for Jacin Kowal, who sadly passed away. She had this record label, Red on Red, that released our first album with this new lineup. So we always stay in Boston. We got a lot of friends there. We socialized with them, and yeah. And of course, in New York too, we got a lot of friends in New York. So it's there's always going to Boston, always going to New York.
Yeah, well, let's talk some about the tune that wraps up the album is Stupidity, and you guys take your name from the song. And we've talked about this before. I can't remember whether it was you specifically or Tommy Boy, but in the past saying, "Oh, you took your name from the song." Do you do the song? And back then it was like, no, we don't do the song.
Yeah, we did the song in the beginning because that was the first song we rehearsed. So the first time our live gig, the first gig we had to have a name of the band, and we called us Stupidity, and we played Stupidity at that gig. But when you were talking to us and to Tommy and me, then we had stopped playing Stupidity, but now we're doing it again, but with our own lyrics. Yeah.
You're back to being stupid.
Yeah. And the funny thing about this song is that I've got many years ago when Solomon Burke had been playing in Stockholm, and they interviewed him on radio in Florida. And I got an email from a friend up in New York and said, I was down in Florida and I listened to a local radio and I heard Solomon Burke was talking about you and Stupidity and the song Stupidity. So I Googled it up and I found it, and I have an audio file when you can hear Solomon Burke talking to this radio DJ about Stupidity, the song Stupidity, and about the band called Stupidity in Stockholm. And because of that, we got in touch with one of his daughter. I think he's got many children. He's deceased too. Victoria Burke, back over in LA. And she wrote on our compilation, 10 Years with Stupidity. He wrote about her father and his relation to this song, and that he was very thrilled that a Swedish band of all, took this song and named the band after it. So that's the story about that song.
Man, that is so cool. And so your cover of the song isn't just a straight up cover. I mean, you give it your own sort of arrangement.
You changed a little bit in the arrangement and the lyrics. Yeah, but I'm not taking any creds because the song is just Solomon Burke's song. Even if we change a little bit in it, so it's still, it says Solomon Burke.
Well, I'm sure His Majesty the King of Rock and Soul approves.
Yeah, Tommy met him. That's why he talked about us. Tommy went up on stage when he was in Stockholm, and that's what Solomon Burke said. Yeah, and this guy came up and he pinned all of our members of the band with these badges with Stupidity on it, and talked with me about, they had a band called Stupidity, like that. I still got that. If you go on, if you go in on SoundCloud, the Stupidity site on SoundCloud, you can hear audio file with Solomon Burke.
Well, but I'm going to check that out because I can always use a bit more stupidity in my life.
Yeah, that's like what Little Steven used to say. We all need some stupidity in our lives.
Well, Ernest, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Yeah, thank you, my friend. It was fun once again.
Oh, good, good. I hope so. Well, we're going to get some stupidity going on right here in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Let's make history. Yeah, we are.
That was the song Stupidity, as performed by the band Stupidity here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. It's their version of the Solomon Burke song, done first back in the 1960s. And their rendition is included on their forthcoming album Beyond Stupidity, due out June the 19th on Wicked Cool Records. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to lead singer Ernest for speaking with me today. And thanks also to Sammy Semenza and Kurt Baker for producing our podcast. Philadelphia's Low Cut Connie, they've been wowing audiences since 2010. And they've got fans ranging from the likes of Elton John to Howard Stern to President Obama. They've got a new single out now called Oh Yeah, and we're going to find out all about it next time around when I'm joined by their frontman, Adam Wiener, for your next Coolest Conversations presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage. We are stupidity.
We are stupidity. Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.